This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The National Investigation Agency formally arrested Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, immediately after his arrival in New Delhi last evening, following his successful extradition from United States. Rana was escorted to New Delhi by team of NSG and NIA comprising senior official on special plane from Los Angeles. The NIA investigation team at the airport arrested Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, living primarily in Chicago, soon after he emerged from the airplane after completing all the necessary legal formalities. He was taken for medical examination and was produced before special NIA judge in Patiala House Court last night, during which NIA sought his 20-day custody. However, the court sent Rana to 18-day custody of National Investigation Agency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. He will lay foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. These projects include infrastructure development and road connectivity in Varanasi. In line with his vision to ensure education for all, Prime Minister will inaugurate projects include a government polytechnic college, 356 rural libraries and 100 Anganwadi centers also in the region. He will also lay the foundation stone for renovation of 77 primary school buildings under the Smart City Mission and the construction of new building for Kasturba Gandhi School at the Cholapur, Varanasi. Prime Minister will also hand over the Ayushman Ve Vandana cards to the first time benefiting senior citizen over 70 years. He will present geographical indication certificates to various local items and products including tabla, painting, thandai, tiranga burfi, among others. He will also transfer over 105 crore rupees bonus to milk suppliers of Uttar Pradesh associated with Banas Dairy. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Isaghar. He will also participate in public program at Anandpur Dham and address gathering on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Modi government is mowing down drug cartel with full might. In social media posts lauding the effort of agency, Mr. Shah said that in vision to build a drug-free Bharat, country's agency have launched massive operations straggling drug cartels and seized 30.4 kilograms of methamphetamine tablets worth 24.32 crore rupees while arresting three people in Assam. In Jammu Kashmir, India and Pakistan armies held a brigade commander-level flag meeting at the Chikandabad cross point along the line of control in Poonch district to address border management issues. This is the second such meeting this month. Indian Army official raised concern about infiltration attempts, ceasefire violation and IED blasts. The Calcutta High Court has allowed leader of the opposition in the West Bengal Assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, to conduct a rally in Kolkata tomorrow on the occasion of Hanuman Jayanti. However, the single judge bench of Justice Tirthankar Ghosh has set a number of conditions for conducting the rally scheduled at the route in North Kolkata and is supposed to end at the temple of Lord Hanuman. As per the direction of single judge bench, the time allotted for the rally is between 5 p.m. The winners of the EXA Creator Hackathon have been declared. A total of five teams have been declared winners, which represent a mix of students, professionals and entrepreneurs from different cities and institutions. The hackathon was part of Create in India Challenge Season 1, launched as a part of World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit organized by Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with Wave Labs. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore last night. Today, Chennai Super Kings will face Kolkata Knight Riders at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.